Did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I love Babbel. I feel like I'm a guy. I like playing games. I'm a game guy. So I like that you can play little language games, and it makes learning fun, and that's what I need because I'm a monkey. So studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/pardo. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/pardo, babbel.com/PARDO. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, guys, you'll be Pardo here to talk to you about PXG. Now, listen, I wore this shirt at a golf outing recently, and the way I described it is that I felt like I wasn't wearing a shirt. That's how comfortable this thing was. PXG makes great golf clubs. We all know that. But what they also do is make great apparel. It's made with premium materials, technology designed for peak performance. Didn't help my performance, but I looked good. That's the important thing. You want to look good better than the way you golf. Is that a thing? PXG has something for everybody. Pants, polos, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, dresses, skirts, everything you could want. I loved it. I've got a second shirt that I can't wait to wear when I go golfing a second time, if my body allows me to. But you know, I'll tell you what, with these shirts, I might as well just walk around the clubhouse, let people take a look at me and go, look at that stylish looking guy, but his golf game is on point. Little do they know, no, it's not. Hey, elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 Collection. Head over to pxg.com/pardo. Use code Pardo at checkout and save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/pardo. Code Pardo to save 10% on apparel. pxg.com/pardo. Code Pardo. PXG. Grip it and wear it.
Please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell?
Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome into Never Not Funny. This is a little sampling of the lettered episode that we released this week. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you can head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the platinum subscription levels that we have over there for you to hear everything. But this is a nice little taste of what's happening over there behind closed doors at the platinum. So please enjoy. All right, isn't the story...
The height of each story in a building is based on ceiling height, floor thickness, and building material with a general average of about, what did you say?
I said 16.
Hello. What did you say?
I said 10 feet.
What did you say?
Hello. I didn't say shit. I'm staying out of this one.
14 feet.
14. My apologies.
Mm. I thought it was 10 my entire life.
I will use this meme. I was today days old when I learned it wasn't 10 feet.
I think it's because in a standard two-story home, the ceilings are 10 feet high. So you think of each floor being 10 feet.
But you got to add in the concrete and all the other stuff.
Yeah, I'm like not adding in shit. Whoa, don't tell me what to add in, not add in.
They're still struggling to shake the energy of their weird interaction. It's crazy. We're 16 minutes in and we cannot get over it.
I'm fine with it.
I am so uncomfortable.
I feel okay.
Kidding. What do you mean we're talking about? Elliot came at you. No, he didn't. He came at me.
He came at all of us.
Came at me.
He was mad at me. I think he was mad at me also for not saying hello.
He was mad at you. No, say hello when people walk into a room.
When the door is open, he's hidden in a cave. No one knows he's there.
You walked past him is what he said.
The door was open. Garen was sitting there. I walked in and said hello to Garen. I said, hey.
But then you sat down. You certainly could see him over there.
No, because we had business. We had to do some photos in the hallway before we got started. So I was just focused on getting that task accomplished.
So in all those photographs, you couldn't say hello to the guy.
Nope.
No, in fact.
Even when he took my picture.
Yeah.
I barked orders at him.
But to be fair, this is the reason why I came up is because you said to me, I didn't say hello to you.
Which you did not.
Which is true. And I was just doing what apparently was the standard in this room.
No, here's what happened. I came in and you, which is, I was pointing out something that happens on the regular basis here, on a regular basis here. You have no pleasantries, and you immediately go to barking orders. And so, or into information that, like, you're on sentence two, and you forgot to give us sentence one. And so, or you had sentence one yesterday via text, and then sentence two is happening here.
Right.
So I came in, hello. And then, boom, I'm told to do something immediately. And instead of, and so that's why I was being, I admittedly was being an asshole when I said, oh, hello, Elliot. Because I said, I walked in, I said, good morning. Garen mumbled good morning, and Matt very articulately and pleasantly said good morning.
And my impression was,
and you said you zilch to me,
that you didn't say hello to me. That was,
I said hello to the fucking room. I walked in and said good morning, gentlemen. How are you excluded from that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to go back and say, when I said hello to Garen, I was talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Whoever was there.
Nice job.
You can't jump on my, you cannot jump on my way.
And I'll say, when I came in, I gave a general nod.
You know, no, it's General Zod.
You are literally, I'm not kidding, you're a dustbuster.
Take back my
you're a fucking dustbuster.
Hello is rescinded.
Yeah, take all the hellos away.
Put dustbuster.
You know, I got a new one for you. Goodbye. How about that? Let's go full 180. 180? Yeah.
Yeah.
With a question in the tone. Yes.
The important thing is take down Chairhead and put up dustbuster.
Yeah, you're dustbuster. You're the dustbuster of comedy. You know that. Any fun in the room,
I clean up.
To suck it up.
I'm the dustbuster of comedy. I clean up. That's how, you know, like when you get your nickname as a kid and nobody knows what the story is, and then later on they ask why you're called that, then you're
going to spin it positively?
Yeah. So when I do comedy, I clean up.
I stole it right from my own act.
Yeah.
It's when somebody in the audience, it sucks the fun out of the room.
Uh-huh.
I call them the dustbuster. Oh, there's some comedy. Let me get rid of that. Uh-huh. That's what I was doing. I was stealing from my own show. So there is history of people that have seen me do live standing up comedy or that have listened to the show that know this is not a positive nickname for you.
Yeah, but not everybody listens to this show.
He's trying to protect his own sense of self-worth.
Yeah.
Redefining
how
what it means.
How do you think I come here every week?
The money.
I mean, that's part of it. Sure.
I don't. Part of it. It's the only thing keeping you.
No. I could have made more money doing other things.
That
than
can't
I
be true.
Yes.
Then why would you keep coming?
Because they're worse.
Also, what other job gives him a microphone and lets him talk into it?
That's true. Yeah.
Well, he'll take
the abuse as long as we keep letting him have the microphone.
I could work at a subway station. They could give you a microphone there.
Okay. Another example of the dustbuster in action. We need somebody to make a dustbuster jingle. I don't know what it would be.
No.
Who you got to call? Dustbuster.
Oh, I like that.
Not who you got to call, but whatever the creative musical type will come up with.
Right.
If you need a joke, wait, if you have a joke and you need it broke.
Dustbuster.
If there's something fun happening in the room, how are you going to stop it?
Dustbuster.
See? Maybe we don't do it. Maybe
that's the
suggestion. We do it.
But they can mix in what we just did as part of it.
I wouldn't. They're creative. Let them do their own thing.
Sure.
We're creative in our way. They're creative in their way.
Oh boy.
You take some Adderall. What the fuck did you do today? Follow up. What does Adderall do? That makes
it
you hyper.
Focuses you or something.
Focuses you. Yeah.
All right. Well,
so I don't think that you mean that.
No, it is. You're focused on being annoying.
It's an ADHD treatment.
No. Then it's working. You're just a noise machine today.
I was doing the dustbuster sound.
Nobody wants to hear it in the middle of people saying a sentence.
But the premise is that I ruin the comedy.
Nobody ever wants to hear you make a dustbuster
noise. I'm doing
my
job.
No.
Let him get to the comedy first.
Thank you, Garen.
Yeah.
You were
vacuuming a clean floor at that point.
Yeah. Well, at a certain point, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Hello, Garen. Listen, this is, you know this, Belknap and Hochberg and myself, we love the Factor meals. In fact, Garen Cockrell's gotten on board with the Factor recently.
Yeah, he's into it. I mean, who wouldn't like it? Once you try it, you go, hey, this is good stuff.
Once you Factor, you can't go back there.
Yeah. It's like that old Yo Gabba Gabba song. Try it. You'll like it.
I never was on board with Yo Gabba Gabba. And nothing has changed as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
In the 16 years since I've watched it, I've not gotten on board.
I imagine it doesn't age well. It was very of the moment and very,
I think it was
hipster.
Very of the pre-meme. Like, I think it was hipster even prior to me.
What?
Like, before I had a kid. It was prior to Oliver's where...
I don't know if it's even still around.
I hope not.
We don't have time to talk about what's going on with
you. We're here to talk about Factor.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Pop a Factor into the microwave. 2 minutes later, this baby's ready. You sit down. watch some Yo Gabba Gabba. Sure. Enjoy your Factor.
Yeah.
Right? Get in there. Get the Wiggles out. That's somebody else, right? No, that, oh, no, that's them.
Get your sillies out.
Get your sillies out. Yeah. Wiggles are another kid's thing.
Yeah.
And those guys, I got no truck with those guys.
Good.
They've got over 35 different meals, more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. Various different, you know, look, if you want chicken, they got chicken. You want a beef thing, they got beef thing. You want to bump up to a gourmet meal, they got filet mignon. Mm. They've got, they had lobster the other day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got all sorts of things over there. They got delicious things over there. Head to factormeals.com/part050. Use code part050 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That is code part050 at factormeals.com/part050 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Factor.
Good food. Fast.
J. Keith Van Stratton is our guest. He's, of course, a friend of the show, friend of mine. Was at my wedding.
That's right.
You have a wedding that you don't have a date set for?
We do, actually.
Oh, wait a second.
As of yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And is this a, will it be a function that people will be invited to?
Oh, no, we're selling tickets, yeah.
You're over on Eventbrite?
Yeah. wait, no, it's an event as opposed to a wedding where we don't invite people?
Well, some people have
a justice of the peace kind of thing.
Or a small wedding.
No, at least one person in this room will be invited.
Okay.
So, Aaron, wow. I hope you're free next September.
Wait, when is the date, please?
September 27th, 2025.
Oh, yeah. Next year.
Next year.
Let me take a look.
Okay.
That's my birthday.
Take a look. On the off chance, I'm one of the one.
Okay.
And you're saying 2025.
Yep.
Let me take a look here.
Oh, wow. That's way in
on advance. The 27th. Now, that's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, I'm open.
Okay.
As of now, I'm open.
I do not see you writing it in.
I don't know if I'm one of the one.
He's going to wait for the save the date and see what happens. Okay. Yeah.
That's I'll put it right here. I'm going to put. I'm actually going to put it in right now because you never know. Keith, I'm going to say wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will make that more. I will include Sarah's name.
Thank you.
And I will do more to it with that. But for right now,
yes,
just so that I know quickly. What's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am going to have to change the color, though, because I currently have it under medical. So I'm going to have to change that.
Do not show up.
We hope it's a very healing experience for you.
Well, I hope so too. I look forward to it. Again, thanks. If I am the one.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think I'm getting invited because of my wife. So I'm a plus one to this wedding.
Oh, that's interesting. Who's the plus one?
I think it's me. I think because of your, you've been friends with Danielle for 30 years.
Yeah.
So I think I'm the plus one.
But I see you more often.
I know. Mm. Walk us through just yesterday. You settled on a date for this wedding.
Yeah, it was, I thought we had settled it 2 days before, and then when I'd said, okay, let's do it, I started to get very nervous.
Oh.
Yeah.
But and you guys have been together a long time now.
We have. And so I was a little surprised, because we'd been talking about, because I love her, and I'm all in on being married, and but at the same time, we're engaged now and living together, and that's working great.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, why spend the most money on anything I've ever spent?
Right.
just to keep doing the same and all that.
And you're at the age where you can't really rely on her father paying for it like the old tradition is.
Right.
Right? You're a man. You're a grown man.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said.
My pleasure.
Yeah. And it was interesting because I didn't have any doubts about our relationship. And we've been talking about, you know, we've done our due diligence. We've seen, you know, dozens of wedding venues and talked about all sorts of details and all that. But when I really thought about, you know, making this deposit and all that, I literally got cold feet.
Wow.
I literally started feeling, you know, a chill in my, like, I didn't know that's where the phrase came from, if it does. So I needed a day to, you know, because Sarah's great, you know, I told her all this stuff and was walking it through, and she was, you know, saying like, yeah, I don't know, maybe we just do the justice of the peace thing or a small party and all that. And then, you know, once I kind of slept on it and had some therapy and looked at some numbers and all that, we made the decision and sent the deposit over yesterday. So
right, locally here,
About 2 hours away. So we bought a cabin in Crestline, up toward Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear. And so there's a place that's about a 5-minute drive from the cabin. And so we're going to do it up there.
I'm going to have to change my calendar. Did not know this was a destination wedding.
Well, is it, though?
Turns out the 27th.
Is a 2-hour drive a destination?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm scrolling. I'm committing to this bit so much. I'm going to September
25th. Yeah. Well, you can come up the 26th if you want. We're going to get some cabins there. No? Okay.
I see that being
we're also going to pump in some people via Zoom. So
Well, no, it's gonna be great.
I think it's gonna be a lot of fun.
I have it on the I have it down there. I'll probably bring my wife.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice of you as a plus one to bring your wife.
No, that's good. Well, that's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, we're not sure what to do about kids. Did you guys have a discussion about what to, or was that an issue when, because you got married a lot longer ago?
Can people bring kids?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, no.
No kids?
Well, I mean, it's your event.
No, I know. I'm just curious what your opinion is and what you guys did. Was that an issue for you about?
We did not. It was a nighttime event. Mm-hmm. So no kid. What about you, Matt? Did you get? You didn't have kids.
No, family. There were kids.
Well, that's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But we had a lunch. Like we got married in the morning and then had a lunch thing. So it was a little different vibe. So not like a Saturday night party atmosphere.
So you're saying like a cousin.
Right. Well, I have a cousin, and the cousin has kids.
Yeah.
And I like the cousin, and the kids seem fine. But they're not, you know, do they seem, $500 worth of fine?
No.
Yeah. Are they local?
No.
Oh.
I so would say...
Yeah, but, no, right? but we don't want people to not come because...
Although I guess that's weird in a different way, because then if they're traveling...
Right.
You can't, then so what are you doing?
Is Matt, can you babysit 17 children?
I've got to believe that there's got to be some weddings where they have like daycare or nightcare, I guess.
We
in this
might
case.
Do that.
Well, that's, you know what? We did not do that, but I believe it. We're at our place, the Wilshire Ebell, like that other room could be used for that. And then you hire a nanny.
Yeah. We might.
Who then the kids are able to be at the ceremony.
Yeah.
And then now it's time for the adults to do their thing.
Exactly.
You kids go over here. Right. You still eat. You still,
that's
you know.
A good solution.
That's what we're thinking. Yeah. But then there's some people who don't want to leave their kids with a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, lighten the fuck up is what I said to
I know,
those people.
That's what I want to put on the invitation.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that.
Well, that's great. And
but I remember when I was six, I was in my uncle's wedding and I had to wear a tuxedo.
Yes.
And dress up and it was super uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And yet it was great.
Right.
And like, I love those photos of that time, but I've been to so many weddings where the kids, you know, are wearing sneakers and, you know, a Clippers shirt.
Yeah.
And, and going down the aisle.
I don't like that.
I haven't been to that many weddings, but the one wedding that you remember Josh P. I went to his wedding and there were several, I would say 4 to 6 year olds.
What's this new initial thing?
I don't know.
These are all people from AA.
All right. Then make sense.
Keith.
Oh, sorry. From something A.
There you go.
Hey.
They were, you know, dressed appropriately. And I do remember at his wedding, there was a young lady who was going to play with the ice in the ice bucket. And I kind of just said, I had to, she was going to cause a problem because she was going to like knock it over.
Yeah.
And so I had to figure out how to navigate that because there was a speech happening.
Mm. Oh boy.
See, that's what we don't want. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're not going to
have. But she didn't do it whatever I did. She didn't cry at what I did, and she also stopped what she was doing. So
mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we plan on enforcing a strict dress code, even and in fact, especially for children.
How do you say that though?
You just
say it. That's what we're working on. That's what we're working on
now.
I
think you just say it.
Because Sarah wants language like, you know, we ask that you blah blah blah. And I was like, no, we're not. We ain't asking.
We tell.
Yeah, exactly. So we're figuring
but
that
is
out.
But let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Let me play devil's advocate. What if that family can't afford to buy a suit for their little?
Then let us know, and we'll.
You'll get them a suit.
Well, I think we'll figure something out.
Get the Pee Wee Herman costume at the Halloween shop.
There you go.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's good enough.
A tuxedo T-shirt, at least.
You'll accept that. Doesn't
depends
sound like it.
Depends,
not this language.
Depends on how old the child is.
Exactly.
This thing is getting less and less attractive as time goes on.
Yeah. I mean, that dress code might prevent them from bringing their kids anyway.
Which is
so
also great.
Might
which is what you want.
Yeah. To get in that.
Right.
Right.
Good point.
No, we're trying to put a lot of obstacles.
Right. Well, that's the weird
there'll
thing
be
about
very
a
high
wedding,
steps.
Is you want to invite everybody, and at the same time, you want 10% of them to say they can't make it.
Right. And yet still send gifts.
Yeah. I was okay with them not sending the gifts. I was okay.
Yeah.
I just liked the.
It was worth it.
It was a gift for them to say they can't make it.
Your absence is your gift.
Yes.
Children can come in T-shirts if you provide 2 gifts.
There was. He said something.
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm.
You don't have to.
Okay.
You can mull it and then ignore it.
We had a situation with some of my family, which is. On my mom's side, and it's huge. And so we had to limit the amount of people like to that particular family, like 4.
Like choose a designated representative.
Yeah, kind of. And it became a shitstorm. I was an asshole. And, you know, you've been invited to every one of these weddings.
Right.
Why can't we all be? But it's like, because you would be 2 tables.
Right.
If I invited all of you and your husbands and wives.
It's hard. I get feeling affronted, but like so much goes into the decision making, and you know, when you're not paying for it, it's a lot easier. You know, it's a lot easier to do spit takes from the sidelines. Is that the term?
No, no.
Nope. Spitballs, throw missiles,
peanuts, rocks. Anyway,
it ain't spit takes. I don't know.
Spitballs. I think it's spitballs. Those spitballs. Yeah. Yeah. Spit takes like a comedy spit take.
Yeah, I knew what
you don't throw those.
No, those are never thrown.
No.
That'd be weird. You spit in your hand. You know, they're whipping at somebody.
Yeah. The key is to not use too much water.
That's the key.
Yeah.
To hear the full episode, head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the Platinum at any level. Tiers 2 and higher get the full archives, and there's more perks to be found over at nevernotfunny.com.